pHs. The actual species that we're going to measure when we measure water hardness, though, were calcium and magnesium mostly. Now, for these guys to go into water, they will typically be associated either with bicarbonate or carbonate. And that's why when we're looking at that previous graph, we're saying, well, the soft waters, then they'll have more bicarbonate present. The hard waters will have more carbonate present because they've come over limestones or something like that. Occasionally, iron will get involved in water hardness, but more typically in Australia, it's going to be calcium and magnesium that are involved. So if we sum over those concentrations, if we find that our hardness is lost when we boil the water, which in Europe is the norm, what's happening is you're taking your material present as a bicarbonate form, and when you boil that thing up, you then convert this to the carbonate form, form an insoluble precipitate, which drops out in the bottom of your jug, drops out in the pipes, and so this is very common in the situation where you've got calcium bicarbonate present as your major source of hardness. Where you've got calcium sulfate present, this is then permanent hardness. You can boil it in the jug as much as you like. The water stays particularly hard. The classic method for determining hardness is a complexiometric titration, which is what we did in first year. We took EDTA, which, anybody remember what it stands for? Ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. Okay, now the next thing is, what does it do? Yeah, it's a chelating agent. It's a polydentate chelating agent. Now, what that means is poly means many, dentate means bites. So this takes many bites at a metal. So in this case, our metal is going to be the calcium, and the characteristics of the EDTA, it can take 6 bites at the metal. Now, what geometry is associated with the metal where there are 6 binding positions? The only one I'm holding out some hope for here is Ollie, because the other two haven't done 10-12. So, and I don't know whether you've done any transition metal stuff. You should have. I bet. Just some years ago, yeah. Okay, it's a geometry where you've got a position binding to the metal on a square. Okay, so there's 4 positions there, then there's a position above and a position below. Ring any bells for a geometry from VSEPR? So square in the middle, one above, one below. Octahedral. Yeah. So that's the common coordination geometry for most transition metals in solution. And in this case here, that's the great thing about EDTA. It's got so many capabilities for binding to metals that it pretty much wraps up all metals. So, complexometric it's ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. We're doing it again in the prac quite soon, okay, because it's such a standard water quality parameter that you need to be comfortable with doing these measurements. Because we're basically running through a whole suite of standard measurements on a water quality sample of your choice, and some really yucky water quality samples of Robbie's choice. So the titration then, again, it's determining milliequivalent per litre. In this case, it is milligrams of calcium carbonate equivalent per litre. And we'll end up with values in the tablelands, with volcanic soils, which will be pretty soft. Whereas if you go to Chiligo and go grab some bore water, it's going to be very hard water.